Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Steve at the home port for AGLCA, and we also have, as usual, Roger and Janice and Beth on the line. Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning.
And then we also have Mary Kay from Dutchess County Tourism, who's an AGLCA sponsor. And Mary Kay, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, because I know if I try to pronounce your last name, I'm going to get myself in trouble here.
Oh, it's not that hard, Steve. It's Mary Kay Verba, and I'm the Director of Tourism for Dutchess County, and it's a pleasure to be with you all this morning.
Great. For anybody listening live, you can call in and ask questions of us or Mary Kay at toll-free at 877-497-1815. And I guess the first question for Mary Kay is to give us some information about where Dutchess County is. I know it's on the Hudson, but I'm not real familiar with where the counties lie.
Well, Dutchess County is just about halfway between New York City and Albany. We're about 75 miles north of New York City on that great Hudson River, and which makes us a great location for people to come to and be able to stop here and go out and visit other sites and even maybe stay here and visit New York City or go up to our state capital. So we're ideally located right in the heart of the Hudson River Valley.
Okay. When we were talking offline before the show started, you said you were, what, 20 miles north of West Point?
That's right. We're 20 miles north of West Point Military Academy, which is also a great place for our visitors to go to, because they can go on campus and they can walk the grounds and they can go to the wonderful historic military museum there, as well as on Sunday nights, particularly during the summer, they have great free summer concerts that look out on what we call the million-dollar view from West Point.
Great. What towns in Dutchess County would have marinas that our folks could stop at?
Well, there are several towns that have marinas available. Beacon has a small area where people can stop in there. But for overnight, basically, I'd like to talk about two. One would be the Shadows Marina in Poughkeepsie, New York. Poughkeepsie, once known as the Queen City of the Hudson. And also the other facility is at the Hyde Park Marina in Hyde Park, which was home to our 32nd President, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Both marinas have full service available to our visitors who come by boat, and they both are great places for overnight stays and long term. They have lots of areas to dock at. They have gas facilities, shower facilities, some of them, and you can go a lot of different places from those two areas.
Great. We understand that Dutchess County has an art center. Can you tell us some about that?
Oh, I'd love to, because as people go up the Hudson River, the Hudson River has a long history of the arts, and one, of course, we are the home for the School of the Hudson River Valley Painters. So many of our visitors that come by the river will be able to see these great landscapes that were painted by people like Frederick Church and Thomas Cole and others. And we have a number of fine art facilities. One in Beacon that I think people would not want to miss is the Dia Beacon Ruggiero Galleries. This is a renowned collection comprising of art from the 1960s to the present. It's over 300,000 square foot facility right on the river, and includes artist work like Donald Flavin, Richard Serra, Andy Warhol, Agnes Martin. And it's really a cool facility because it's all natural lighting, and it also was an old Nabisco box plant. Here's a great example of a manufacturing facility that was sitting there and is now turned into this world-renowned art gallery. Also, we have the Francis Levin Loeb Art Center over at Vassar College, and this 3,800 works of art was a gift from Matthew Vassar. And it's hosted at the college, but also I think one of the cool things there is that it has a wonderful room of Hudson River Valley painters. So people can come and see some of the sketches and some of the paintings that were done, and then as they travel upriver, they'll be able to see those exact landscapes. And then the other one place that I would like to talk about is the Richard Center, Richard Fisher Performing Arts Center, that was designed by Frank Gehry. And this is often the summer home for the New York Symphony. And so they do a wonderful summer skate program. And they also have a neat Belgium entertainment center there that is brought over and set up every summer to do some cabaret-style entertainment and food. And it's called the Spiegel Tent. And, and that means beveled glass. So when you go inside, there's all kinds of beveled glass inside.
Very nice. Makes me want to come this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. And you really have to come up this summer because they have a great musical program and other forms of art.
When we were talking offline before the show went live, you said this weekend at the fairgrounds they have an arts and crafts show. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. And this is a juried show, and so there are people that come from all over the U.S. to be able to have their crafts exhibited at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds, and it's a great place to come. And I know that it's Father's Day, but you could find something there for all your dads, but also you can bring Mom along, and I'm sure there's some great things there for her as well.
Super. A lot of our members like to fish while they're cruising or when they stop. So what kind of fishing do we have in the Hudson River?
Well, you know, usually in the springtime, fishing is great in the Hudson River because a lot of people like to go after the striped bass. And currently the New York State record for a Hudson River striped bass is over 54 pounds. So they come pretty big from there. But we also have we're a regular stop on the Bassmasters tournament. But if you want to get off and go out into the streams and other areas in Dutchess County, many of our streams have brown, rainbow, and brook trout. There's smallmouth bass and largemouth bass. There's some bluegills and some bullheads. And our Department of Environmental Conservation sometimes stocks many of our streams with almost 60,000 trout. And so the 10 Mile River and the Elbow Creek and the Wappingers Creek are all great places for your fishermen to go, but also we have a number of lakes and ponds that have pickerel, panfish, bluegills, perch, crappie, so there's all kinds of opportunities. And if some of your folks that are coming this way maybe would like to, increase a little bit of their fishing skills, we also have Orvis Sandinuna. So if anybody knows about the great fly fishing schools, Orvis is one of the best, and they have a 400-acre sporting grounds here in Millbrook. So you can learn all kinds of fly casting techniques and learn how to choose your gear and what the proper fly selection is. So I think we have a lot for all the fishermen that are out on the rivers with coming up this way.
You sound so knowledgeable. Are you a fisherman yourself?
Well, I used to dabble a little bit, but I wouldn't say I was a fisherman.
it's like a golfer.
Well, I'm better at that. I hack better than I fish.
Do you need a license to fish in the Hudson and the streams?
Well, my understanding is you don't need a license particularly for the Hudson because it's an international waterway, but you would need a license to go into some of our streams and our pond areas, and those are available from our county clerks and our city clerks and Department of Environmental Conservation. And our city hall is just about a four-block walk from the Shadows Marina, so it is pretty easy to get to Monday through Friday.
Okay. I understand that the Hudson Valley has a lot of parks and gardens and nature walks and stuff like that. Can you tell us some about that?
Well, one of the newest and greatest things that I would tell everybody that is a non-miss is our new walkway over the Hudson. This is an old railroad bed that was built back in 1888, and many of the trains came across this area with coal from Pennsylvania. But they have just recently, last year, reopened it as a beautiful walking trail that connects with some of our rail trail beds and into some of our state parks. And this is just a great place to get above the river. All your folks are on the river. This is their chance to get above the river and to see some of the Catskill Mountains. And it's a nice little loop walk, again, from the marina that you can go on and take about a three-mile walking area, and it's great. Some of our other parks, most of our historic sites have great gardens. At the FDR Center is the Beatrix Farren Gardens, and this was one of the first recognized women landscape architects. And this is a formal garden that was created back in 1912, and it has wonderful, wonderful floral there. Also something to see out in the middle of our area is called Industry Gardens, and this is design was influenced by the Chinese, dating back almost 1,000 years. It's a 40-acre lake surrounded by cliffs and hills, and it uses a Chinese cup-style gardening. And, of course, one of the things not to miss is the Rose Gardens at the presidential home, where Franklin Delano Roosevelt lived, him and Eleanor, and, of course, they're both buried there. But there's over 28 different varieties of roses that are in those gardens. So we have a lot of places to walk and to hike and to enjoy the great scenery and the national landscapes that we have here.
Super. And that the inevitable question about golf courses. Tell us a little bit. You know,
well,
most of our boaters are also golfers, I think.
Well, we have a lot of golf courses, and in fact, a couple of years ago, Golf Magazine ranked Dutchess as 25th nationwide for its competitive scenic courses, and it's got a couple of good legendary design courses that have been designed by Robert Trent Jones. We also happen to have the oldest American public golf course over in one of our small communities. And also, if any of your folks are members of the Trump Organization, we have Trump National Hudson Valley Golf Course. These are all 18-hole golf courses. Some of them are privately owned, some are state-owned. They have a full driving range, putting green, pro shops. And the course that was designed by Robert Trent Jones is probably only about three-quarters of a mile from the Shadows Marina, so it's an easy cab ride, or if folks rent cars when they come, you know, Enterprise will come down to the marina and pick you up and drop off a car for you, so you can stay for 16 days and golf at a different course every day.
Super. The next issue we wanted to talk about was historic sites. I know a lot of our voters are also history buffs, so they like to go see historic things. Can you talk a little bit about what in Dutchess County they might want to go look at?
Well, Dutchess County was one of the last counties actually where the Constitution was ratified in New York State. So we have a lot of history here. Most of the names of some of our streets and even some of our rivers come from the American Indian or the Dutch derivatives. For an example, the Catskill Mountains. Kill in Dutch is a word for creek or crick, and the catter was the for the cat, so it was the mountain cats by the creek, so that's how Catskill Mountains got their name. But also we have, as I mentioned earlier, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd president, was born and raised here, and he loved the Hudson Valley. And you can come and tour through his home, the museum and library. The museum's just going through a $38 million renovation, so they still have a lot of exhibits there, but in 2013 it will be a brand new facility. Also, Eleanor played a large role in Franklin's presidency and political career, and you can go over to her cottage and see where she lived until she passed away in 1962. The Vanderbilt Mansion gives you kind of an opposite look at of how people lived here in the Hudson Valley, kind of that Gilded Age look, if you will. This Vanderbilt Mansion, if any of your folks that belong to the association have been down to Biltmore. That's actually the largest. This is one of the smaller ones. This is only about 43 rooms, right on the Hudson. So, and the nice thing is, too, is that the National Park Service from the train station provides a shuttle called the Roosevelt Ride every day. And from the Poughkeepsie Marina, that's about a four-block walk in the morning that people can get up and get on that shuttle and then be gone all day to visit the sites. Also, Locust Grove, which was the home of Samuel B. Morse, inventor of the Morse code, was also a Hudson Valley painter, is right on the river. This home as well is open up throughout the summer and fall that people can visit, and that, again, is a short ride from the marina. We also have Wilderstein, which is an 1888 Queen Anne Victorian home, and this year they have a special modern art exhibit out on the grounds. Many of these estates you'll find right on the Hudson River, which gives them great scenic views, beautiful grounds to walk on. And then the Stattsburg State Historic Site gives a little bit more on folks who are involved in New York politics. That belongs to the Ogden and Ruth Livingston Mills, but the home was a McKeed, White, and Meade designed home and really shows styles of Louis the 14th, 15th, and 16th. So we have the Beaux Arts, we have the Gilded Age, we have the Early American, so there's just a little bit about everything with our historic sites and museums. And I think one that perhaps your members would really appreciate is something a little bit different, and it can take them to the air, is the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome. Yeah, this is an air museum that features antique World War I planes, and they have the barnstorming airplanes on display, and every weekend they have an air show that goes on. So this is a great place as well to spend some time.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
I seem to remember old Rhinebeck has a rebuild of an original Wright Flyer that is actually airworthy. Do I remember that correctly?
I believe so. I know that they have a number of different planes that they're very proud of that display and that they can use, and I know they get about a half a dozen of them up in the air, and I do know that in one or two of their planes you can pay for a ride, and they'll take you up over the Hudson River, so it's a great way to see the river as well.
Steve, I think we have somebody trying to call in. Do you want to just be quiet a minute and see if Beth puts them in the room?
Well, yeah, Beth would normally do that, so.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a problem. It's taking a while.
Well, what Beth does is she's got them, and she's talking to them, so she'll come back on when she's ready for something.
Okay.
Mary Kay, this is everybody's favorite subject. One of the things that loopers are noted for is enjoying going out to eat. So we can talk some about what the restaurants are and what's available, and I'm sure everybody would like to know that.
Well, we've got some great restaurants, and one of the reasons that is so is because the Culinary Institute of America, which is one of America's greatest cooking schools, is located in Hyde Park. So I'll start right there because they have four restaurants that are open to the public. They have the Escoffier Room, which is French cuisine, the American Bounty Room, which really focuses on the local foods. They have Caterina de' Medici, which is Northern Italian, and they have St. Andrew's Cafe. Plus, they also have the American Bakery Cafe, which is a place where all their baking and pastry students get an opportunity to show their skills. So what happens is a lot of people will come into the area, and they'll fall in love with the Hudson Valley. So when they graduate from the culinary, they'll stay here and open restaurants. And some of our restaurants will provide transportation. So the folks that are coming up and staying in the Poughkeepsie and Hyde Park area can call places like the Bull and Buddha, which is one of our newest restaurants, and it has an Asian fusion cuisine, and they can call, and the Bull and Buddha will come down and pick them up. Also, Shadows on the Hudson is right there. So when people probably could even call up and have a meal delivered down to their boat, Shadows. So if you come in and you don't feel like cooking that evening, you can get right on your phone. Also, River Station is close by, and they also have a shuttle for folks that are coming up. And also Mahoney's, which is an Irish pub not too far away, will provide transportation as well. But then we also just have a new French cafe that is opening up, Basseria 292, and some great foods there. So the Artist Pellet, another great place that focuses on local cuisine. And then as people travel throughout the county, there's Gigi's Market. Laura Pensiero is the chef there, and she was chosen by Oprah as one of the four upcoming chefs, and was featured on her magazine. And Gigi's Market actually works with 32 different local farmers to provide food for her restaurant. So anything from our wines to cheeses to grass-fed beef to the vegetables and the fruits here. So we have a wide range of culinary arts and great restaurants here in Dutchess County.
Great.
I wasn't aware that was. It just sounds wonderful. I lived in New York for like 23 years, and hardly ever even knew anything about the Hudson Valley. It just sounds wonderful.
Well, it's a great place to visit, and there's such a diversity of what we have to offer. I mean, I haven't even gotten into rock climbing in the Shawangunk Mountains or some of the other activities we have. We have great bicycle trails if anyone's bringing bikes up with them. We have 6 bike tours throughout Dutchess County that you can download off of the internet before you get here.
You mentioned that. So many of our boaters do bring their bikes, and they're used to biking around to all the local areas. The bike trails would be wonderful for them.
And they're easy, right from the dock area, and both in Hyde Park. You can start on one of the trails, and the trails will loop between 20 and 30 miles. Some are a little bit shorter, some are a little bit longer, or even just to take the bike and ride up to the walkway over the Hudson. And then actually, too, another thing I didn't mention is when you loop around and come across the Mid-Hudson Bridge, there's something there you can actually stop and listen to called bridge music. And one of our local composers went up and recorded different sounds through different hammers and other items on the bridge, and then he composed 11 different compositions, and there's listening stations on the bridge. So you can stop and go up and press a button and hear one of the compositions that was made off the Mid-Hudson Bridge.
Huh. That sounds interesting.
It's different, and it's really, this is something that we kicked off in 2009 when we were celebrating the quarter centennial of Henry Hudson coming up the Hudson River.
What, this is going to be a loaded question, but what is it that you'd like to tell us about Dutchess County that we didn't remember to ask so far?
Well, I think we've covered a lot of the areas and the diversity that the county has. We also have great shopping here. We have some great antique centers that are all happy to ship, so people don't have to worry about finding a place on their vessel to take something home, because a lot of our antique shops will make sure that their purchase gets back to them. We've talked about our history and our recreation and our arts and our parks. So the other thing that would be not too difficult if they rented a car, but we also have 2 very active drive-in movie theaters. And this is something that people don't remember too much or haven't ever experienced. So they can even have a drive-in movie at Dutchess County.
And they actually still have 2 active ones?
Yes, yes. They're open throughout the season up until about November. And a lot of folks will come up and say, drive-in movie theaters? Wow, I haven't been to one since, and others have never experienced it, particularly some of our folks from New York City, and they come up and they really enjoy a night out.
Yeah, I don't know how many drive-in theaters are left in the U.S., but having 2 in one county is amazing.
It is. They've really preserved them and have done a great job in providing up-to-date movies and current movies. So it's a great way to bring some popcorn and enjoy an evening.
Okay, so many of our boaters are just kind of in a rush to get up to the Erie Canal and into the Canadian waters. It sounds like we've got so much to offer. They could easily, I would say, easily spend a week or two in the Hudson Valley and keep busy.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I think one recently, one of our restaurants have adopted the slogan of Poughkeepsie will surprise you. And so I think the whole Hudson Valley will surprise people, and they do need to plan some more times, because we are a great wine region and food region and a historic region, and we've got so much to do. And, in fact, I want to personally thank one of your boaters for sending me an email that called attention to your organization and all the wonderful people that are coming up here, and what we need to do to let those folks know how much there is to see and do here.
Well, by luck, the timing for doing this show with you is about perfect, because the early or June is the time all our folks that are on the loop will be passing through Dutchess County, so it's just about perfect.
It is. Timing always seems to be good sometimes, and when we wait, good things come to us. So I really appreciate your opportunity to be with you all today and to tell everyone how great this area is.
Would you mind giving the folks your phone number and your website address so that if they want to contact you, they can?
Oh, absolutely. If they want a travel guide, they can call 800-445-3131. Or go on to our Dutchess County website at duchesstourism.com. That's duchesstourism.com. And they also can request a travel guide through there. They'll also find our local number if they want to call us direct with any specific questions. And I encourage them, when they are also in the area, if they have a question or they're not getting the information they need, to please call us, because we'd love to help them out, and we want them to stay here and see how wonderful our area is.
Great. Thank you, Mary Kay. I think we had a real good interview here. I encourage all of our members and non-members who are listening to this to contact Dutchess County Tourism to find out what free information is available and what they can do. And as my usual at the end of the show is, if you're listening to this and you're not a member, we'd sure love to have you. If you go to www.greatloop.org, you can sign up for a membership, and we'd love to have you. Janice, you want to talk about what's going on next week?
Yes, next week we're going to have Captain Henry Marks from Landfall back on again. He did a great job several weeks ago telling us about the safety equipment that is required by the Coast Guard. Henry is going to go into his personal list of equipment that is not required by the Coast Guard, but highly, highly recommended for our boaters to have on board. So we look forward to that with Henry next week.
And that one of the things we decided to do this week is to start posting links to each of the radio shows that we do on the forum, so that all of the people that are members and on the forum will be able to listen to the show with just one click. So that we'll be doing this afternoon or Monday morning. And we'll see how that goes and how people like it, and make a decision later on whether to continue it or not. And I think that's it for this week. We're right on time, which is unusual. Having said that, again, thank you very much, Mary Kay, and we're finished for today. So everybody
Bye,
have
Mary
a good
Kay.
Everybody have a good week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.